Dear students, today we are going to learn the lesson number 6 of your textbook entitled The 100 Dresses Part 2 written by Eleanor Easter. As far as Eleanor Easter is concerned, she was born on May 9, 1906 in West Haven, Connecticut, which is near New York. She was an American children's author, a children's librarian. Originally a librarian, Easter's writing career began following a case of tuberculosis. During this period, Easter began writing some of her childhood memories, which later turned into full-length children's books. Easter received the certificate of award for outstanding contribution to children's literature and was nominated for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award. By the time of her death, at the age of 82, Easter had written 19 children books. Now we are going to discuss the theme of the story, The 100 Dresses Part 2. Through this story, the author teaches us a lesson not to hurt anybody's feelings. All the girls in the school made fun of Wanda, who was a Polish girl. As a result, she left the school. Then the feeling of repentance arose among the students who teased Wanda. Peggy and Maddie even go to her house to stop her from leaving that place, but they could not meet her as she had already left that place. They feel guilty for making fun of Wanda, who loved them very much. Dear students, now we are going to discuss the summary of The 100 Dresses Part 2. The students were circling the room and admiring the dress designs made by Wanda. A notice from the principal's office came. Miss Mason told the class that she had received a letter from Wanda's father. She said that she was going to read it before the class. The students got ready to listen. In his letter, Wanda's father had informed Miss Mason that Wanda would not come to school anymore. They were moving to the big city. In that city, nobody would consider her name funny and laugh at her. The entire class became silent and felt bad about Wanda. Miss Mason understood their feelings. She told them that no one should hurt anyone's feelings just because his or her name was long or funny. She said that what had happened in the school about Wanda was very bad. She asked them to think about that. Mary listened to what Miss Mason said about Wanda. She could not concentrate on her studies. She had a sick feeling. It was true that she had never made fun of Wanda herself, but at the same time, she had not enjoyed Peggy asking Wanda about her dresses. On such occasions, she said nothing and stood silently. But that was also bad. She felt that she was a coward and never stopped Peggy from making fun of Wanda. After this, Maddie wondered if she could do anything. She wanted to meet Wanda and tell her that she had never meant to hurt her feelings. She made up her mind to go to her house and tell Wanda Petronsky that She had won the contest and her 100 dresses were quite beautiful. She decided that she would find out Wanda Petronsky. She and Peggy would go to her house and meet her. When the school was over, Mary told Peggy to go to Wanda's house. They walked towards her colony. On the way, Peggy said that she had never called Wanda a foreigner. She always thought that Wanda was a dumb girl. She never imagined that Wanda could sense the girls had been making fun of her. Mary said nothing. She just wanted to meet Wanda and tell her that they were sorry for their treatment. She would request her not to move away. After some time, Peggy and Maggie found Wanda's house in the Boggins Heights. The house looked shabby but clean. But there was no one in the house. Peggy knocked on the door. There was no response at all. Wanda and her family had already left the place. They came back. Peggy said that her asking Wanda about her dresses actually helped her. Otherwise, she might not have won the drawing contest. But Mary was not satisfied at all. She could not sleep that night. She thought of Wanda, her drawings, and her house, of course. At last, she made a decision. Mary decided that she would not keep quiet if someone made fun of anybody before her. She would not mind even she had to lose Peggy's friendship. She had no way of making things right with Wanda, but now she would never make anybody unhappy. On Saturday, Peggy and Mary wrote a letter to Wanda. It was just a friendly letter. They praised Wanda's drawings. They wrote to her that she had won the contest. They mailed it to Boggins Heights with the request that it be sent to her new address. A number of days passed, but there was no answer from Wanda. Peggy had begun to forget the whole incident. But Mary tried to sleep at night, making speeches about Wanda. Then it was Christmas time. On the last day of the school, Miss Mason received a letter from Wanda. She showed the letter to the class and read it. Wanda had written that the girls could keep those 100 dresses because in her new house she had 100 new ones. She had gifted the green dress with the red trimmings to Peggy. She wrote that Mary could have the blue dress. She wished Merry Christmas to one and all. They accepted the drawings. On the way home, Peggy and Mary held their drawings very carefully. They pinned the drawings in their bedrooms. Mary was missing Wanda very much. There were tears in her eyes. Mary felt sad to think that she would never see Wanda again. She felt that Wanda had been nice to her. She gazed at the drawing for a long, long time. Suddenly, she noticed the face and head in the drawing. It looked like her own head and face. She was excited to find that Wanda had made that drawing especially for her. She ran to Peggy's house. She told Peggy that Wanda had drawn the drawing for her. Then they saw her drawing also. There was Peggy's face in the drawing. Peggy was also happy to see that the face and head of the drawing looked like her. Peggy told Maggie that Wanda really liked them very much. There were tears in Mary's eyes every time she thought of Wanda Petronsky. Dear students, now we are going to discuss the character sketch of Peggy and Mary. First of all, we are going to discuss the character sketch of Peggy. As far as Peggy is concerned, she was a rich, pretty girl with curly hair. She was the most liked girl in her class. She had many beautiful dresses. She was intelligent, good in studies, scored good marks, and sat in the front row. She could understand the hidden message of Wanda's gifts, that she liked her and Mary very much and was not at all angry with them for teasing her. At times, she seemed bossy and dominated Mary, who was her close friend. She loved fun and enjoyed teasing Wanda, playing the game of 100 dresses with her. She was not crude, as she would cry for hours if she saw any animal mistreated. She was a self-righteous girl. She thought she did nothing wrong by teasing Wanda. She never even made fun of her name and called her a foreigner. Now, the character sketch of Mary. Mary was the classmate of Peggy and poor Wanda. She was Peggy's inseparable friend. Both were always seen together. She used to wear hand-me-down clothes, mostly of Peggy, with a little innovation. She did not like Peggy making fun of Wanda. She used to feel uncomfortable. Perhaps it reminded her of her own poverty. She was not courageous. Once, she wrote a note to Peggy asking her to stop teasing Wanda, but tore it. She was afraid that Peggy and other girls would make her the next target. She had a high opinion about Peggy. She thought that the most liked girl could never do something really wrong. She also thought that Peggy would win the art contest. She was sensitive and emotional. Many nights before sleeping, she would give imaginary speeches defending Wanda when others teased her. At the end of this presentation, some word meanings have been given here for your convenience. I would like all of you to go through it and reread the chapter, and I am quite sure at that time you would be in a better position to understand the chapter.